The Executive Secretary of the United Nations Economic Commission for Asia and the Pacific, Nolene Hazer, says investment in new climate change technologies in Asia and the Pacific needs to be stepped up, despite the economic slowdown. In an interview with VOA, Hazer says the issue of climate change needs to be addressed, given the consequences from the impact of climate change on economies struggling to recover from the global slowdown.
The climate change agenda is real. We already are experiencing it in terms of more severe weather patterns, in terms of cyclones, in terms of extreme heat in many areas, in terms of drought, in terms of flooding, and so on. And all this will affect our economy. So you cannot, in a sense, delink the climate change agenda from the economic growth and sustainability agenda.
Recent reports have raised fears climate change is threatening or could reverse decades of social and economic progress across Southeast Asia. The Singapore-based Economy and Environment Program for Southeast Asia says the Philippines, Vietnam, Cambodia, Thailand, Laos, Sumatra, and Indonesia are all countries at risk to the impact of severe climate changes. Hazer says that as countries put in place economic stimulus packages to revitalize economies, they also needed to generate what she calls economies of the future. She says Asia and the Pacific needed to promote more private sector investment in climate change technologies.
We need to upscale it, and it needs financing. It needs innovative financing to move this forward. The state will have to be brought in order to provide the policy framework that allows the transfers of these technologies and to open up new markets in terms of some of the new carbon trading.
Hazer says the crisis should be viewed as an opportunity to promote economies where growth is more sustainable in the longer term.
But every crisis provides an opportunity. It is a time to rethink the foundations of the economic strategy that we have built on. And this is the time to shift it to the economy of a future that is more sustainable and that can generate growth, but at the same time value the gifts that Earth has given us in terms of many of the ecological resources which we have, from water to climate. These are all global goods.
Call comes amid growing pressure on Asia to take a higher profile in UN climate change talks under the Kyoto Protocol. A new deal on climate change is expected to be agreed to in Copenhagen in December. Analyst says Asia needs to ensure the outcome from the international climate talks is as broad-based as possible rather than determined by positions taken by wealthier nations. Japan, India and China are seen as being among the world's top five emitters of greenhouse gases, with China having surpassed the United States as the world's major carbon polluter. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok.